Good.
Okay, went no pads today. So we just felt like last week had a number of guys that couldn't practice just because of injuries. They ended up playing, but the importance of practice. So went no pads. The guys did a good job, very similar to like a Thursday tempo of practice, but got a lot accomplished. Added an extra period to practice. There's six plays, three plays on each side, just a special emphasis on things we need to work on. Players handle it very well. So,
purely coincidental that you go no pads the week of London because you know you're going to have.
I think it was a combination of last week. You know, nice to get guys out there and be able to practice. We had like four or five guys that could practice because of that, and I think that on the trip too. You know, hopefully that will help. Sometimes at this time of the year, it's good to change it up, give a no pad a day.
Do you think that eventually London becomes more of a home field advantage for you guys, that you guys know the routine and it becomes...
Right, the more guys on our team that have done the trip, I think you're right. You know, we're still trying to get an idea. We've left on Sunday, Monday, now this year Thursday, to try to get a feel how fast our guys acclimate to it. And, you know, so it gives us another opportunity. But hopefully you're right. You know, I know there's a lot of good things going on over there in terms of us with merchandising and things like that. So, you know, I think the popularity of our team is growing over there. And it's a great atmosphere.
Do you like going Thursday or personally, or would you prefer that?
Well, it's good for coaches, right? We're in our offices. We can watch the tape. You know, everything's here. So, you know, that part of it. And I'm sure for our, you know, there's still a lot of work for our trainers, but I think there's less things that need to go over because the lateness we're leaving in the week.
Have you studied this? Aldrich said that when he was in Miami, they told him the teams that go later in the week tend to win more than they lose. So have you looked at that at all?
Well, I know we have all the teams and how successful they've been. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been teams that gone over there early and beat the team that's went over there late. So I think it still comes down to how you're prepared, how you play. And but you know you look at everything. You're right.
Is there a reason why Clem seems to get a rest week, rest practice every week? Is that just an age wear and tear thing?
Yeah, I think sometimes when you have veteran guys like that, you're trying to get him to where he's the freshest on Sunday, and this is an option.
How's the punt return game going for you?
Well, you know, you'd like to have a chance where you can break one. You know, I think, you know, look for Nick to get back there again now this week and give him some opportunities. I think his mindset is, as you've seen before, a guy that is aggressive as a punt returner. So we just got to hold on blockers a little bit longer, you know, maintain it, and then, you know, hit it north and south. But you'd like to see us, you know, get some more yards on that and change field position.
Have you looked at all? The offense hasn't had a lot of short fields to work with. Is that how do you try and jump start that, whether it's defense getting a turnover or a big return?
I think it's that. I think it's, you know, all facets. The turnovers, the punt returns, the kickoff returns, the, you know, defense, you have them in a backed up situation. Hold them if you don't get the turnover, to hold them to a three and out and try to maintain that field position. So all those things factor into it. He worked out today on the field, and I have not heard from our trainers yet how that went, but I know that he ran on the side.
Have they told you anything that is better this week or same?
You know, we worked him out before the game, and there was some soreness that he had. So we'll see after today how I think they're going to see how he was on the cuts today.
How does LeSean McCoy look different? You guys went up against him last year in Philadelphia. Compared to what are they doing differently with him, I guess?
Well, it's, you know, the style of runs. They still run some gun runs, but they'll put him back, you know, quarterback up under and on occasion. But same style. I mean, when he comes out, attacks the edges, tries to get guys in space. They'll crack and get him one-on-one with the corner. So a lot of one-on-one type possibilities for him. He'll run inside. You know, he's a guy that you really got to have your gap integrity. Because if you try to fall back and help another guy just in case, you know, that's when he jump cuts and comes back and hits that gap. So requires a lot of discipline when you're playing the back like that.
Tackling in space was something you said against the Bucks you weren't happy with.
Right.
Is that an area that you
it's
really
a big
need
point of emphasis. Yes, it is. Yep.
Players, when they play against their former team, they always get a little extra juice. Anything from Marone this week?
No, we haven't heard too much. You know, he's pretty locked in to getting it, but it'll be a good question for him.
How do you improve the yards per carry for you guys on the run?
Well, I think the big emphasis for us is that to maintain the blocks. you know, kind of this play through the echo of the whistle. I talked to Ole about this, you know, where the finish and stand the blocks longer. I think I mentioned to you with, a dynamic punt returner, you have a tendency to do that. And we've got a runner that, you know, we just need to maintain our blocks a little bit longer. And I'm seeing the combinations and things like that work better. We just got to finish even longer.
Has Marone been what you thought he would be in terms of going from a head coach to a...
Yeah, he's been great. He's been really good. And matter of fact, just the other day, he came in and we had a conversation, and he was really good.
What about?
Just conversations about, you know, when you're competing to try to find out, you know, what would be good to stimulate our guys, you know, so it's not the same thing, yet stay within the same message. You know, and stay within our philosophy. How can you, you know, change it up some, but remain, you know, solid on our core principles? So it was that type of conversation.
You talked about holding the blocks, or, you know, like if the blockers had more confidence than a runner. Don't you have to get accustomed to saying, hey, you got to block regardless of what you're doing?
Well, you're right. You should. You should do that on everything, you know. But, you know, I think, and our guys are doing a decent job, but we just expect more, you know.
Pierce, he's not injured, but is he okay now?
Yeah, he practiced full today.
Somebody's ready to go. Yeah. So he'll play?
Well, we'll see. You know, I think it depends on all the injuries and where we're at with guys and, you know, as far as guys down or up. And, you know, we'll see based on other positions.
Sterling to play?
Sterling has moved up right now, yes, and we're taking a look at him.
If there's a guy that you know isn't going to play Sunday, are you considering leaving them back here? Or are you planning on traveling everybody regardless?
Well, we'll travel everybody as much as possible unless there's a guy that's hurt, you know. And, you know, for the most part, if a guy's hurt but we think he'll be back within a week or two, we try to travel him. But it's not always the case. Some of it depends on, in this trip, you know, the care that he can get back here compared there.
So Ortiz isn't going to make the trip?
I'm not sure yet. I know we talked about maybe holding him back.
Do you expect him to practice at all this week?
No.
At some point, don't you just come on IR and say, hey, you know, it's not working?
Well, no, it's like, I think I mentioned before, it's kind of a long-term plan, you know, and that's getting closer to where we anticipate him. So he's starting to do some things on the side now. So I think we're just trying to get it to where we got everything taken care of and give him another opportunity.